Well, I'm finally home, and I can hear Poppy barking inside the house. I thought I'd just record a boo before I go in, because that's all I can hear. The sense of peace as you turn off the M6, drive through the beginning of the town and off out into the fields, is tangible. I've passed 5 or 6 rabbits in the road. Just pulled into the drive. Switched the lights on the car off and it's pitch black, apart from moonlight. The silhouette of the trees opposite. Chickens in bed. And the journey's worth it when you come back to this. It's so different from my 20 years in the city. My friend was laughing at me the other day because I was talking to him on Skype and I could hear an owl tawhit-tawooing outside and I was excited. Because most of the owls I've heard so far have been barn owls, which have a different call. And he said, "You're such a city boy," and it's true, you know. 20 years living in London, it really numbs your senses to some extent. There's so much stimulus. Moving out to the countryside, I feel like a wide-eyed child again, which is something I cling on to dearly. It's something I lost. Wrapped up in city life, the rat race, the contrast between now and then is huge. My brain is in a completely different state than it could ever have been possible to achieve in the city or living in Hackney. The irony is I've travelled down to see guys who run a farm shop in the city from my base here in farmland. It's taken me about £60 worth of petrol and about 9 hours worth of travel. But that 9 hours is really just what it takes now to spread the word about Love Fresh, show it to people. They never fail to be pleased and impressed by it. Very exciting times. Actually, it's the urban communities that are the biggest hurdle for something like Love Fresh, which is unlike something like Foursquare, a general geolocation check-in app. Because Love Fresh has behind it a social ideology, the idea that supermarkets have all the power over the food chain in this country, and Love Fresh seeks to give that power back to the small producers and the large producers who choose to sell locally and concentrate on feeding their local population. Going to see rural farmers, it's immediately obvious to them the benefits of being locatable for people passing along on a motorway or passing through on a main road when they're off down B roads. And it's just hugely rewarding. And the beautiful thing to come back to this silence, this peace, and this beauty. So yeah, I just thought I'd do a boo to check in, close my journey, and go inside. I don't know if I'm going to sleep now. I've slept for a fair old time today, 2 hours in one service station and then another 6 in a bed at the next one. I've got plenty to think about. The chickens will be awake in 2 hours or so. Want to get them up nice and early, take Poppy for a walk and enjoy the weekend. So yeah, all in all, a very enjoyable visit down to London. I think I'll be getting the train next time. This time it was convenient to take the car and it allowed me to potter about, but next time I'll be going to one or two places rather than pottering about all over the place. And so a train would be a much more sensible idea, I think. And save me getting into this tired position where I have to go and spend £40 on a hotel room by the side of a motorway. Still, an amusing evening. A great day. And onwards and upwards from here, it's all good. And so nice to be sane again.